الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. The last chapter that we have covered was chapter number 14, which is من الشرك أن يستغيث بغير الله أو يدعو غيره. It is part of shirk to seek aid in other than Allah or to call other than Allah. That is the last chapter that we have covered. Is that correct? Is it permissible for us to call other than Allah? Can you give us an example? Why is that? Okay. Is it permissible for us to make isti'adha in other than Allah, to seek refuge in other than Allah? Yes and no. What are you giving us now? A deal? Explain yourself.
If you see, if the thing that you're seeking refuge in has the ability to give you refuge, then it is not sure. But the ability has the ability to give you refuge in the language, the fire, the death, the death, and it's a good show.
Bring down the microphone, the other one, so you can pass into it when you're at it. Give us an example from the Sunnah that we have mentioned, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said statements in which he said you can seek refuge. Yeah, give us this example. Yes. Okay, but that is not fit what I'm asking for, because seeking refuge in the words of Allah is seeking refuge in Allah, because the words of Allah are the
refuge in Allah.
You remember talking about that? In Sahih Muslim, we brought the hadith in Sahih Muslim, where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the times of fitan, whoever can seek refuge in a place that will protect him from the fitan, then let him do that. So we have this evidence from the Sahih Muslim that that could take place. We talk about dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the dua has to have four criteria, four qualities that they have to be in the dua for the dua to be correct. Who can mention to us those qualities? Yes.
Should we go out of love?
Yes.
Should we go out of love?
Love.
Out of begging.
Begging.
Out of loving.
Longing and hope. What are those four in Arabic?
Mahabba.
Mahabba.
Tabarru'.
Tabarru'.
Khawf.
Khawf. Raghba. Raghba. Tad'u Allah raghbatan wa khawfan wa mahabbatan wa tabarru'. And also we can add another one, a fifth one, which is that has to be with طمع. ادعوا ربكم خوفا وطمعا. طمع means hope. You are calling him hoping. to get what she wants to get. So all together now we have, instead of four, we have five conditions. خوف ورغبة ومحبة وتضرع وطمع.
طمع ما تجي تحت
الرغبة. لا, there's different meaning between the رغبة and the طمع. رغبة means that you really want what you want, what you are asking for, and طمع, you are hoping to get what you are asking for. Yeah. What does تضرع mean? Attestation. We don't worry about the word itself, but we are worrying about the meaning which is contained in that word. For us to understand things, sometimes the only meaning that can describe that, what you want to communicate, is one word or two words. Is to ask Allah earnestly for what you want. Not to ask Allah with no consideration, but to ask Allah earnestly. Maybe. And now we're going to ask you. We said that the will of Allah is two. Right? The will to legislate and the will to create. What are the differences between those two? In Arabic and English.
In Arabic and in English?
Right.
The will to create or to legislate.
To legislate
is beloved to Allah.
That's one.
And can happen or can.
أعطينا لها بالعربي.
المشيئة الشرعية.
الإرادة.
أو الإرادة الشرعية يحبها الله. وقد تقع وقد لا تقع.
طيب. How about the other one? You want to share it with somebody? يلا يا عاد.
ما حضر.
أنا بكائن.
الكونية.
الكونية. Which is it in English? We translate it to create. To create. Yes.
Yeah. The first part is الوقوع. Yeah. الوقوع.
الوقوع.
It will happen.
It will happen.
And the second quality is that it may be beloved to Allah for itself, or it may not be beloved to that person.
That is a kawniya.
No.
What do you mean for itself? What is this condition you put it for itself? What do you mean by that?
Like Allah Ta'ala, He might love the thing because of the thing. Like we might not love the thing because of the thing, but we might love it because of the consequence. Like shaitan.
Give me examples. Things that Allah loves for itself.
And Allah loves for itself like Salah, or fasting, Hajj. These are things that Allah loves for itself.
And for its consequence?
And for its consequence.
Okay. Things that Allah loves for their consequences.
Like kufr.
Allah loves kufr. A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah.
Because if there was no kufr, there would be no iman.
Look at this now. Are you agreeing to what he's saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you agreeing with him too?
La hawla wa la
quwwata illa billah. Allah loves kufr.
Allah, the answer is that Allah loves the consequences of kufr.
The consequences of kufr.
Yes.
That means Allah loves kufr, but not for itself, but because of its consequences.
Right.
So how about if somebody hears you and say, okay, tomorrow I'm going to be kafir. Because Allah loves for us, Allah loves for us, and I want to do, and you always tell us, Abu Nur, you have to do what Allah loves. So if you have to do what Allah loves, and Allah loves it for its consequences, so I want to do that because Allah loves it for its consequences. How can we answer to that?
The answer is because if you're doing it because Allah loves it for its consequences, then you would know that Allah, the consequence of kufr is iman, so you would turn.
No, the consequences of kufr is not iman.
Why?
Because it's of kufr fighting kufr.
Fighting kufr.
Yeah. So what? How can we answer to that?
So we don't have to read our actions to Allah.
That's a different story. If somebody tells you, you are saying to us, practice kufr because Allah loves it, just like you are practicing iman because Allah loves it, we're going to practice kufr because Allah loves it. But how can we answer? I give you the answer. The answer is, you have to do what Allah loves for you in a legislative perspective. Therefore, Allah legislated for you things. And you have to do those things which Allah legislated for you. But kufr was not legislated for you, and rather Allah forbid you from doing it. Therefore, you cannot say, I'm doing things to fulfill the will decree, the will of Allah to create. Because that which was not legislated for you. And we are enslaved to Allah Azza wa Jal by doing what He legislated for us. That is the answer. That was difficult.
So if you could stay attention to it all for a time.
I also had to understand it for before.
Go to the tape.
Okay.
Then we talked about another thing. We said we were talking about the evil is not attributed to Allah Azza wa Jal. We say, what does that mean? Who can explain to us when we say the evil is not attributed to Allah Azza wa Jal? Who can do that? You? Can you do that? No, can you do it? You want to know who can do it? Can you do it? Can you do it? Can you do it? You are in bad shape if you can do it. Every one of us tonight, we should know how to answer to that, because if you don't know it, you are a target for anyone to come and put doubt in your heart. Wallahu a'zim. You have to fortify and solidify your position with knowledge, because those issues are the issues for which many people went astray. Many people came misguided because of their lack of understanding on those issues. And one time, a person who was not a learned man, he was not educated. He was passing by some people from Ahlul Kalam, called philosophers. And he said, did you see my camel? My camel was stolen. And they said, no. And the leader of the people of Ahlul Kalam, he made dua to Allah. He said, oh Allah, you did not want his camel to be stolen, but his camel was stolen. So return his camel to him. What does he mean by you did not want his camel to be stolen? He was referring to that stealing in this world cannot be done by the will of Allah, because Allah, stealing is evil. If Allah lets stealing take place in this life, that means He is letting evil to take place in His life, in this life. So, but this man, even though he was not educated, but he had common sense, he said to this philosopher, he said, I do not need your dua. Keep it to yourself. He said, why? He said, I am afraid that the opposite will happen. Allah wanted to bring the camel to me, but the camel cannot be brought to me. Just like Allah did not want it to be stolen, but it was stolen. You understand the point? And the most important point that we want to make from this example, that those issues, they are very important for a Muslim to understand them. Therefore, when we ask who can explain this issue, everybody should be able to explain it with confidence. Because you will be in a position one day that you have to explain that same issue to another person. So go ahead and explain it for us.
Evil is not attributed to Allah, because all the actions of Allah are good. Now, how that action might appear to us, it may be good or it may be bad, but it's still going to be good because of the consequences that come from that.
Okay. Why do you think all the actions of Allah are good?
Because you can't attribute evil to Allah.
That is answering in a circle. You are saying the action we said to you, I said to you, you cannot, the evil is not attributed to Allah. You said because all of Allah's actions are good. I tell you why Allah's actions, all of them are good, because you say the evil is not attributed to Allah. We are going in a circle. Why all the actions of Allah are good? You know the answer? Think about it. Because Allah is wise. He is al-Hakim. He legislates things. And the purpose and the wisdom behind them is something that you cannot comprehend in your own head. And things that Allah makes come to reality, even though they are not loved to Allah by their own self, but they are loved for their consequences. There is a great benefit for those things to be created. So this is the answer why all of Allah's actions are good. Second, the issue is, can we make the qiyas between our actions and the actions of Allah? Can we make the tamthil? Why not? Laysa kamithlihi shay, nothing like unto him. And that refers to his name, to his attributes, and to his actions. If Allah destituted upon a person to receive his death by being burnt, does that mean we the people can go and burn other? So that action for us would be bad, to go and burn another person. But for Allah to destitute upon a person to die by being burnt, the decision of Allah for this destiny is good. But we cannot go and do that intentionally, because we cannot say, if Allah can do that and it's good for him, then we can do that and it's good also. We cannot do that. We cannot say, if Allah is doing it, Allah is drowning some people, Allah is burning some people, Allah is making some people are hungry, so why shouldn't we starve some people and burn others? You say you are not judging, you cannot judge your actions to the actions of Allah, because the actions of Allah are supported with 100% wisdom of everything that goes. But your knowledge, your actions are not supported with that wisdom. Secondly, you are subject to the legislation of Allah, but Allah is not subject to your legislation over him. And also we said a third thing which is very important. We said the evil that the evil which is done, produced by you, is not attributed to Allah. And we gave you an analogy, a very decisive analogy. Who can remember that? And we quoted Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, wa balla bil maghfirati thawab. Who does remember that?
Said that attributing actions to Allah is different than attributing the actions to the doer.
No.
You see that?
No. ابن القيم قال معنى كلامه كما أن صفات العباد لا تضاف إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى وهو خالقها أي الصفات،
كذلك أفعال العباد لا تضاف إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى وهو خالقه. He said, your attributes are not the attributes of Allah, even though Allah created your attributes. Similar to that, your actions are not attributed to Allah, even though your actions are created by Allah. So Allah created you white. This is one of your attributes. That does not mean Allah is white. Allah created him dark. That does not mean Allah is dark. Allah created a person to be a nail. That does not mean Allah is a nail. Allah created another individual to be a female. That does not mean Allah is a female. And so on and so forth. If also similar to that, when a person does an evil action, this action is created by Allah, just like this person being male or female, black or white, is created by Allah. Also this evil action was created by Allah, but we do not say this action is attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we understand this issue? If we ask you about it next time, you have to answer it, inshaAllah. What else did we talk about, which was important? We said also that the legislative will and the will to create, also they come in the Quran as the kitabah. Allah has ordered people, and that order could be order to legislate or order to create. Right? At-tahreem. Who can give us an example of at-tahreem? Something that is to create and something that is to legislate.
At-tahreem to legislate would be when Allah Ta'ala said that the maker was being forbidden for you.
In the Arabic,
حرمت عليكم.
What is that? To legislate or to?
That's to legislate.
How do you know that?
Because some people are going to eat the carrion on it, some people aren't.
Okay.
To the creative.
So what is the implication of that? Some people are going to eat it and some people are not going to eat
right,
it.
Because even though Allah Ta'ala forbid it from us, there's some people who want to go out and they will still do it anyway.
Okay.
But there's some people who want to obey and they're not going to eat it.
Okay, and that proves what?
That, because creative, it will happen no matter what.
Yeah, so if it's with something to create, the will of tahreem, to create nature, then nobody will have the ability to eat it. This is what you have to say, to make this, to connect everything together. Okay.
To create, Allah Ta'ala said that we have put a ban on every town that we have destroyed, that they shall never return. And this is to create, because he said that it will never return.
جزاك الله خير. عندك أمثلة؟ لا على الكتاب.
ماذا؟
كتابة من نوع الكتابة الشرعية. كتب عليكم خطيئة. ما نوع هذا الكتابة؟
هذه شرعية.
كتابة شرعية.
نعم.
Alhamdulillah, it seems like we have covered this important part of what we have, and inshallah we move on to the next chapter. The chapter number 15. Chapter number 15. It says, باب قول الله تعالى. He did not give this chapter a name. He started this chapter by the ayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this what you have in parentheses, the created one could not be an object of worship. This title here is put in parentheses to signify that was not a title that was put by the us. And this is a title that is put by whoever translated this book for simplicity. If you go back to chapter 14, if you look at the title, you see that it's not in parentheses. قال الله تعالى أيشركون ما لا يخلق شيئا وهم يخلقون ولا يستطيعون لهم نصرا ولا أنفسهم ينصرون. الله سبحانه وتعالى said, are they taken as partners that which does not create and themselves were created and they cannot bring to them victory, nor they can be victorious to their own self. In this ayah, the purpose of this chapter is because of the author before that, he talked about seeking refuge, and then he talked about seeking aid. Al-isti'adha wal-isti'adha. And he brought all the evidence that will prove you cannot seek refuge in other than Allah Azza wa Jal, and you cannot make istighatha in other than Allah Azza wa Jal, according to what we have talked about. Now he is bringing more evidence to show that shirk, to call other than Allah Azza wa Jal, is a practice of shirk, because nobody worth calling other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore he is talking, addressing those who are calling other than him. He said, are they calling what does not create and themselves are created? And they cannot bring to them victory, nor they can bring victory unto themselves. So those things, they have four qualities. First, they do not create. And the one who cannot create is not worthy of being called upon. Anything that cannot create is not worthy of calling upon. It's not worthy of our dua. And we have spoken before that dua is two types. Dua al-ibadah, the calling of worship, and the dua al-mas'ala, the calling of request and asking. Secondly, that they are themselves created. That means if you are not creator, you are created, no doubt. There is no one in between. Since those are not creator, that means they are created. Thirdly, they cannot aid or give victory to those who are calling them. And here how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they cannot give victory. And he did not say they do not give victory. Because if he said they do not give victory, that might imply that they are able to give victory, but they're not going to. But he said they cannot give victory. On top of that, they themselves cannot give victory to their own selves. ولا أنفسهم ينصرون أنفسهم منصوبة لأنها مفعول به أي لا ينصرون أنفسهم مقدمة. So they cannot give victory to those who are calling them, nor they can give victory unto themselves. Therefore, why should we call them? What is the purpose of calling something that cannot give you victory, nor they can give victory to themselves, nor they can create? They are helpless. And you do not call a helpless to help you. And the second ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِنْ تَثْمِيرٍ إِنْ تَدْعُوهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُوا دُعَاءَكُمْ ولو سمعوا ما استجابوا لكم ويوم القيامة يكفرون